Becky Goldsberg is leading up the cast as Elle Woods in the pinkest show on Broadway. It's Legally Blonde, the musical, and it has been a hit everywhere it goes. She's my guest today in the studio. We're going to talk about her history, and the show. Let's talk, first of all, a little bit about you, because you have a pretty interesting background. I could see where you could just as easily have gone into sports as theater. Now, is Chuck your dad?
I love it that you know this. No, Chuck is my uncle.
Okay.
But yes, my family is very sports-driven. A lot of coaches, a lot of teachers. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's actually not a lot of coaches left, but it's basically all teachers. And basketball's big in my family. My uncle's also a baseball coach. It's very sports driven.
And is your grandfather Sonny the one at Moorhead?
Yep, he is.
Yeah,
yep.
And he's in the Hall of Fame up there.
Yep.
So yeah, you've got a big sports background.
Yeah.
How
did you just go Google crazy, or did you know the Goldsvig?
Well, as
Minnesota
a matter of fact,
contingent.
you don't remember it, but you and I talked about all of this in the Audience Magazine interview that we did.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I know.
Sorry.
You do 1,000 interviews
yes.
a day, so...
I don't always know when I'm going to meet people again. It's rare that I see people twice, so...
That's okay.
Okay,
that's
sorry.
That's okay. But, yeah, we talked about all of that, and you
gotcha.
Kind of filled me in. So let's talk about your background. How did you get started in theater? What was the trigger for you?
Well, I always loved to sing. That was never even a thought since I was little. I just was always singing. And then I did my first musical in fourth grade. I played Annie in Annie.
Mm-hmm.
And that was definitely my first bite of, ooh, this is fun. Started taking dance lessons, doing all that. It's just always something I love to do. And then once I realized you could actually get paid somewhere to do it and make a living doing it, well, I think I'll give it a go. So that's what I've been up to.
Yeah. And for people who are living in the area, I will remind you that Annie Camp, if you have a little girl who's really, really looking to perform, Annie Camp is coming up in August. Music Theater Louisville is doing that. And you can find out more about that by listening to Classical 90.5. But I digress. So you got the bug, and you left for New York pretty early.
I did. Yeah, I moved straight to New York after high school. I actually graduated a year early and moved out there. And my parents, I think, were braver than me. I was just going to do it, and it was going to be fun. And I'm sure they had their their nerve-wracking moments, but they helped me move out. And I ended up booking my fifth audition, which is very rare and very lucky. So I went on tour right away with Peter Pan, actually. I played Wendy. That sort of got things started, where I at least had a net of friends and you know, came back to the city, did plenty of waiting tables and random jobs, but worked regionally a lot and worked on a cruise ship and then eventually made my Broadway debut in Hairspray in 2004.
Right.
So,
and you were playing the band.
Eventually, yes. I started out as Luann in the ensemble, and I understudied Amber, the villain, and Penny, the dorky friend. And then after a year of that, I took over Amber and played that for a year.
That must be fun. Playing villains, I hear, is a lot of fun.
It is. It's funny. It's very fun to play a likable character now after playing a villain, because it's very rare that you love the villain. Like, some villains are just like, you love to hate them, and they get like the biggest applause because they're just fabulous.
Right.
And then some villains, they get no applause because people hate them because they, I mean, either way, you're still doing a good job of playing a villain. It's just depending on the character and how the audience takes you and whatnot. But it's nice to be loved by the audience, but it is fun to play the villain too. It's fun to toss it up.
And Elle Woods is pretty much loved everywhere she goes, I hear.
Yeah, pretty much. She's I love her. the good thing about this show, which, you know, some people have asked if it's a challenge, and I think it's just a great stepping stone, is that people love the movie and they have this vision in their head. That doesn't bother me at all. I'm not out here to like redo Elle Woods. I'm out to take what was in the movie, put it on myself, make it real, and have a good time, and, you know, bring to life what people have already seen, and just, you know, add a little more to it as far as like the song and dance and whatnot. But yeah, half of our job is done if you've seen the movie, because I've actually never heard anyone come up to me and say, I didn't like the movie. You just don't hear people say that about Legally Blonde. You know, it varies from, oh, it was funny, it was silly, or, oh, this is my favorite movie ever. But But yeah, it's been a really, really positive experience.
Yeah, and this is a different story, although it follows the movie pretty closely. You've expanded some characters in this story, and people get a chance to see a little bit deeper into the personalities of some of these people that they may be familiar with from the film.
Yeah, the most obvious, I think, change is the Greek chorus. My sorority sisters reappear throughout the show, which in the movie they just get left in California and they come back at the end for a minute. But
right.
Throughout the musical, they reappear as this like Greek chorus in my head, and they, you know, give me suggestions which aren't necessarily good ones, but they're there for moral support, which is a fun addition. And then there's much more of a relationship between Elle and Emmett.
Right.
You really see them become friends and grow and, you know, push each other's buttons and help each other in the ways that they can. And that it makes a big difference. And then you hear more from Paulette, too.
Yeah.
The hairdresser that is Elle's friend once she gets out to Harvard.
And the UPS guy has a kind of a pivotal role.
He does. It's funny. Yeah. The UPS guy kind of steals the show. Not going to lie.
And we'll point that out here since UPS is headquartered in Louisville.
Oh, there you go. Well done. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. He totally steals the show. It's awesome.
Yeah. And of course, there's the music, which isn't in the film. That's a completely a new element for people. And one of the big songs in the show, I think, that I'd like to ask you about is I'm So Much Better Than Before, she sings. And is she really, or is she just looking at herself differently?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. I mean, it's mostly that she just is seeing herself in a new light.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely her pivotal moment where she goes, oh my gosh, I can be so much more than I thought I could. I mean, I think in life we all have those moments where we've underestimated ourselves and been our own worst enemy for so long, and then all of a sudden you realize, wait, there's a whole new world that's possible, and this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely her moment of that, which is pretty, pretty exciting.
Whoa. Is that my name up on that list? Does someone know that I exist? Is this a mistake? Am I even awake? Pinch me now to make sure.
Now, is that your favorite song to sing, or do you have a number that you really look forward to every night?
My favorite song is actually at the end of the show. It's called Find My Way.
Uh-huh.
And she basically says, you know, if all of this crazy stuff hadn't happened, you know, if you hadn't dumped me, if I hadn't had to go on this journey, I wouldn't be who I am and I wouldn't have come this far. And this is how it was supposed to be. And that rings so true to me. I mean, with my journey as an actor, with my journey as a person, my journey with the show. I mean, I auditioned for this show for the first time in 2005.
Yeah.
And it's been such a long time, and it's been mostly ups, but some downs. You know, it's hard being an understudy. It's hard being in the original cast when you're rehearsing all the time and you're exhausted. And, you know, there's just so many like ups and downs to this business in general, and people that tell you you're terrible and then you get a lead in another person's show. It's very crazy like that. And but in the end, it makes you a better person because of it. And so that song really just makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
In the long term, but then also on a nightly basis, you know, at the end of 2.5 hours in high heels being on stage nonstop,
right.
It's very real.
Yep.
So that's my favorite song.
Yeah. Because you are on stage pretty much without a break.
The whole time.
Yeah.
The only time you don't physically see me, I'm actually 10 feet in the wings changing clothes and I'll be right back.
Uh-huh.
Like I never actually leave the stage itself. I only change in my dressing room before the show and intermission.
Wow.
It's crazy. Wow. Like, it'll be really weird to do a different show now where perhaps I have a song off and I sit in my dressing room and drink some water.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be very bizarre. Yeah.
Now, how long will you be with the show? You've been with it, you said, since the original cast. How long will you be with the tour?
I started in with a workshop in 2006 in the spring, and then original cast, and then we close August 15th.
Okay.
So almost there.
And then what, back to New York?
Yeah, back to New York. A little time off, sort of readjust, reacclimate, sort of take a breather, and then back in it.
One of the nice things about it, though, is you don't have to reacquaint yourself with your husband.
You're correct. My husband's been with me on tour. Yeah, so very, very lucky in that department.
Yeah, and so you can meet Mr. Gullsvig out front.
Hey, don't say that. That's not fair. He's already selling pink T-shirts. We won't give him my last name. No, he's been a really good sport.
Yeah. Now, do you have a gig lined up after your break and after you have a chance to kick back a little, or are you just going to be out there looking again?
No, I really am just going to take a minute and sort of resettle, and then I'll start looking again.
Yeah.
But I don't have to go straight into anything. I've saved my pennies so that I can take a minute.
Yeah.
And I think it'll just be nice because it's also, it throws you off to like be away and be on tour for so long and then to go right back into the rat race. I think taking a second
sure.
to resettle and, you know, figure out where we're going to live and all those things.
Right, yeah, because everything's in storage right now.
Yeah.
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 So what do you want to do with your free time? Do you garden? Do you read? Do you skip in the park?
I do read. I like to read. I like to see movies. I would like to watch Glee.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't started yet
okay.
because I know once I start, I can't stop. And I know I'm going to be want to be on it so bad, I just won't be able to stand it. I play with my dog. We have a golden retriever.
Aww.
Yeah, we're actually, it'll be nice to set up house again somewhere
uh-huh.
and just do that sort of stuff, just sort of settle into normal life. But I like to see other shows.
Yeah,
I've been out of the loop for a while. I've seen a couple of Broadway shows while I've been on tour, if I've been back for a couple of days, but it'll be nice to sort of get back into that vibe of stuff. And because I do enjoy going to theater.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Well, Becky, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us about it.
Thank you.
Amet Forest, please make me the happiest woman I know.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my God.
Becky Gulsvig is leading the cast as Elle Woods in Legally Blonde, the musical at the Kentucky Center. If you'd like more information about the show, of course, you can go on their tour website. Just Google Legally Blonde, the musical. Or you can give the Kentucky Center a call at 584-7777. Their website is KentuckyCenter.org. I'm Scott Dowd.